all of the four? One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the road, you can take the train. But the price of train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11.
Okay, so we're going to ask you some questions.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take the bus to New York City?
No, we can.
Can we take the bus to New York City?
It doesn't mean that there's a bus to the New York City.
Assume that there is.
Okay.
So let's do it again. Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yeah, yes, there's a bus toward New York City. The price of bus ticket is $11.
Did you say the price of a bus ticket is $15,
right? No, I didn't say the price of the bus ticket is $50.
And the bus ticket is
$11.
So can you read out these sentences?
New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing, and the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies.
Okay. Can you go shopping in Soho?
Yes, we can go shopping in Soho.
What can you watch in the West Village?
In the West Village, we can watch foreign movies.
Did you say that in the West Village you can watch Hollywood movies?
In West Village we can watch foreign movies. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the Highline Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue.
Is the Highline Park above street level?
Yes, the Highline Park is above street level.
And the Highline Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
No, the Highline Park is in 11th Avenue. There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historical landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan, and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too. Yes, the Cloister is part of Metropolitan Museum.
And the Cloister is located in southern Manhattan, right?
No, the Cloister is located in northern Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of the North America, while the Andes run along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
The American continent consists of North and South America, right?
Yes. The American continent contains South and North America. No, the Rocky Mountains are located in North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other lane, while a solid line means that cars can't cross into the other lane.
A solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane,
Yes, the cars cannot cross through the solid lane into the other lanes.
And two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, two-way roads use yellow lines. Lifestyles in rural area are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture.
Is wildlife more frequently found in rural areas?
Yes, the wildlife is more variant in rural areas.
And agriculture is the main source of income in urban areas, right?
No, agriculture is the main source of income in rural areas.